Hi, I'm Ray, G4NSJ. Listening to aircraft frequencies, HF aircraft that is, some people say it's boring, and I agree, it can be boring. You get flight level so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. There's not a lot really going on. Sometimes there's a bit of a chat between the aircraft and the ground station, but in the main it is boring. Having said that, the various aircraft frequencies, and they are spread throughout the HF spectrum from what, 2872 up to 17907, I think, is the highest. No, 17961. They're all over the place. And they are really useful for propagation. Now, for example, Gander in Canada, they have Gander Volmet, which is on 13270, 10051, 6604, and 3485. Now, I listen to Gander on 13270 kilohertz, 13.270 megs. Very useful for propagation purposes. Shannon Volmet are on 3413, 5505, 8957, and 13264. Then, of course, you've got all the aircraft frequencies, which I've listed below on this page, where you can listen to the transmissions from aircraft over the North Atlantic or wherever. Quite interesting from a propagation point of view. Quite interesting listening at night on 2872 and 2899, just a couple of the frequencies that are used here in the UK. And of course, it's also good for checking different aerials on different frequencies. I have found that any form of wire antenna, whether it's a doublet or an end-fed wire, yes, it's very good, but a lot of noise there as well. Switch over to my mini-whip active antenna. Signals are down, certainly, but the noise level is virtually zero, so it's fantastic. I use the mini-whip antenna all the time for receiving the aircraft frequencies. Have a tune around the frequencies I've listed on this page and see what you can hear. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye for now.